So today we're going to talk about the difference between responding and reacting to challenging people and challenging events and explore the difference between the two. We basically have two sides to our brain. We have a kind of reptilian side of our brain, which is inherited from our ancestors, you know, when we were hunter-gatherers, and we would instinctively kind of react to threats that we were faced with. So when our ancestors were out in the wild, they'd be faced with a threat and they would instinctively decide to fight or flight. Now, that is the reptilian side of our brain. That is the unevolved side of our brain. We've also got an evolved side of our brain, which is our rational, logical thinking side of our brain. So the question is, which one do we need in the modern world when we're faced with a perceived threat? Because our reptilian brain tells us to fight, which is to aggressively defend ourselves, or flight, which is passively avoid it, or freeze to hide away. And of course, these reactions in the modern world, where the threats hopefully are not reptilian in nature, is not always appropriate. It's therefore a really valuable investment of our time and effort to learn how to choose an appropriate response to these challenging people or challenging events that we encounter in life. It all starts off with what we call honest self-awareness, and that's reflecting on how you deal with challenging people and challenging events right now. Do you aggressively react? Do you kind of run away and avoid the situation and then get frustrated because it's not gone away? And then at some stage, you come back and speak through immense frustration and make the whole situation worse? Or do you stop and carefully choose an appropriate response to manage the situation and remain in control? We need to practice refining responding rather than instinctively reacting. So when faced with the next challenging person or event, what you need to be able to do is to listen to that evolved, rational and logical thinking side of your brain rather than allowing that reptilian emotional side to take charge that is preparing you to fight, flight or freeze. Now to do this, remember this analogy, it's stop. And what that means is stop, think, observe and plan. And this analogy is well worth remembering. Now, let's assume it's another person that is the challenge. You may want to give yourself a little time to reconnect with that evolved rational mind by saying something like, it's really important we discuss this, but I need 10 minutes to make a phone call, return a call, etc. There's also some magic phrases that we can also use to give ourselves time and to remain in control. They are, that's interesting, why would you say that? That's interesting. Why would you ask that? That's interesting. Tell me more. This just gives you a little more time to think about your chosen response. The key here is that as soon as you feel yourself getting emotional, do whatever you need to do to give yourself a little time away from the situation so that you can mentally prepare your well-chosen response and how you will assertively deal with the situation. During this time away, calm yourself down, listen to your conscientious voice, the little voice in your head that guides you to do the right thing. Visualize and imagine yourself now dealing with this situation in an assertive manner and talk to yourself in a positive and assertive way, such as, I am confident and assertive dealing with this situation. But choose your own positive affirmation based on the event that you are facing, of course. The combination of creating this clear image in your mind and you assertively dealing with the situation, remaining in control and progressing the conversation to a suitable outcome for all parties, and then talking to yourself in a positive, proactive and assertive way will increase your confidence to choose an appropriate response rather than just react in the future. Viktor Frankl, who wrote Man's Search for Meaning, stated, everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose our own attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. He also said, when we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. Very powerful words indeed. There will be times when you simply can't pull yourself away from the situation or person. So have a pre-prepared response and practice it, and pre-prepare that response straight after this today. Something like, it's important that we discuss this as I can see it's a priority for you. But please don't raise your voice at me and swear. Let's grab a coffee and talk it through. If they did continue to raise their voice and swear, assertively reiterate what you said regarding your personal boundaries. So please don't shout at me and swear at me. I don't allow anyone to speak to me in such a way. Let's sit down in 10 minutes when we've had a chance to calm down and discuss this. Practice one or two statements like this to give you the confidence, competence, and commitment to do it when you need it. So there's a few key points here. Firstly, be very aware of how you currently respond, react to challenging people and situations. Remember to stop, which is stop, think, observe, plan. The difference between responding and reacting is about 10 seconds. It's within your control. And although challenging, as Viktor Frankl stated, we can all choose our attitude. Difficult, yes. Possible, also, yes. Reflect back on situations from your past when you've reacted to those situations or people. And now visualize yourself handling similar situations in the future in a controlled, assertive, and confident way. It will prepare your brain for it. To stop reacting, which is naturally impulsive, and stopping and choosing an appropriate response needs practice. So set yourself a 30-day challenge today to only respond to situations over the next 30 days. If you react in that time, re-challenge yourself for another 30 days. If you can do this for 60 to 90 days, your practice is going really well. Don't beat yourself up, however, if you do react. We are all human. It's natural. So learn from it and visualize yourself dealing with a similar situation in the future much better. And enjoy responding and reaping the benefits. Now, some of those benefits include less stress because you'll have better emotional, mental, and physical health. Another huge benefit is you are in control. You'll get respect from other people as you're seen as someone who controls situation in a consistent way. You'll develop better relationships with other people. None of us want to be around someone with a short fuse who's ready to explode at any time. And you'll also have more time. When we react, it can trigger a reaction in the other person and a chain reaction in us and them, which can consume a huge amount of time and negative energy. We can also begin to see different views with other people positively and even value them and work with them constructively. And that's a sign of real advanced personal control and emotional development. You'll become better at problem solving. And lastly, there is less need to be drawn into destructive talking behind people, other people's backs, which we all know does not serve anyone very well at all. So I hope you've enjoyed this, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.